Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sans Pants Radio. Have you ever thought that maybe the 58 Hertz whale that's singing in a tone no other whales can understand is just an idiot?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, just letting you know that if you sign up today over at SansPantsPlus.com at either the Hero or King level, not only do you get episodes early, but we've just started a brand new series of D&D. The Plumbing Boys play / ruin the Yawning Portal, where myself, Dusha, and Jackson create D&D versions of ourselves and try to beat D&D. Episode 1 of us tackling the Sunless Citadel is up right now, so go do yourselves and us a huge favor by signing up right now at SansPantsPlus.com for even more weekly bullshit from your favorite boys.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how corrupt is the Zootopia police force?
Welcome to Zootopia.
Now, in Zootopia, Officer Hops, she basically stops what is, in essence, I guess, political corruption. You know, Everything is pretty much gone from the higher up all the way through. You're looking at the lion. He was corrupt because shit was going down, but he was just covering it up. But then It turns out it's the sheep who was trying to, you know, cause all this problem. But then she's
Jesus
like,
Jesus allegories, yeah.
I got it. Sure.
Lamb and the lion.
That's true, actually. Far out. That's...
Faith in God. I'm there.
Corrupted.
Yes. But then at the end, or towards the end, you see a scene where Judy Hopps is interrogating someone and she uses the help of the mafia, like the mob.
Yeah.
And that doesn't change.
That doesn't get solved at the end.
She stops his corruption going on in politics and that kind of stuff, but she is very happy and willing to just work with a mob boss who is willing to ice somebody, like as in to kill them. And she knows that. And she uses that to threaten someone to get information. So I guess really it's like the corruption, not only is it high, but is she a good cop?
No.
Because no.
Judy Hopps is not a good police officer.
Look,
for a lot of
reasons.
She's
doing what needs to get stuff
but like,
done,
yeah, she
right?
Does what need, yeah, well, she, I guess she does do what needs
Look,
to get
she's
done.
Look, she's a dirty cop, but sometimes dirty cops get the job done.
Exactly. But this movie's layered, right?
So I guess what I'm trying to get at here is, yeah, like she is a dirty cop, but also very corrupt in getting what she wants done. And I feel that that's just going to lead to more and more problems down the line.
Well, my counter argument would be like, what kind of shenanigans can a shrew mob boss really get into?
A shrew mob boss with polar bear enforcers.
That's a lot of killing.
How weird it is that the polar bears are like the one species that are the mob enforcers. Like, that's strange.
They got the timberwolves.
Yeah, but they're for a specific purpose as well. That's real weird. They're like your scouts. They're your watchmen, whereas the polar bears are thugs. If I was a polar bear, I'd be like, this is a weird pigeonhole my species is falling into.
Some serious racial profiling throughout Zootopia, like,
that's,
I think.
It's really strange.
Yeah. Well, I feel maybe
are they meant to be like the Italians?
Yeah. I guess.
The polar bears? The shrews were.
The shrews were the Italians.
The Italians, yeah. I mean, not the Italians. The polar bears were just like the idiot species.
Yeah. No, they were weird. Just the enforcer species.
Yeah, but they were all idiots.
All right. If the mob is the Italians, who does the mob get? Do they get another race to be their enforcers? Like the
maybe
Sicilian.
The Irish?
The Irish.
Yeah, that seems
fair. Bears are the Irish, yeah.
But so corruption, I mean, it's throughout the police force, but maybe it'll just be like there are some cops out there that have a working relationship with the mafiosos.
But if we look at the police force, is the fact that everyone is willing to work with other criminals, is that just endemic of the bigger problems that Zootopia is having?
Mm.
Because you look at the Buffalo.
Yeah.
I love that I forget all these names. The Buffalo.
What?
He just does not... The chief. He does not want Judy Hopps to succeed.
Yeah.
He kind of gives them really arbitrary thing, doesn't believe everything she says, and is kind of set up to fail, and doesn't bother doing any kind of legwork.
How did the...
Are they just sort of just... They just not wanting them to succeed so that they get more like funds?
How did the police force ever enforce? Oh, well, no, of course. Oh, my God, of course, that makes so much sense. I was going to ask a question. How did the Zootopia police force, before people like Judy Hopps come along, enforce the law in places like that rodentville?
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously a buffalo is too large.
Yeah.
He's not going to get down there. But that's why the mob is so prevalent.
Yeah.
Because. There's a void to fill.
Yeah, there's a gap in
the economy. So the rodent mob is going to get in there, which I guess explains why the Zootopia police force doesn't want Judy Hopps, because the moment they have Judy Hopps, they have somebody of the appropriate size to police there, which will ruin their working relationship with the mob. But luckily, Judy Hopps was happily working with the mob anyway, so the problem solved itself.
She just got into it and even like started using it to threaten to murder people. So
yeah, she's like, what's that? You're working for the police? Sick. No, oh, yeah, threatened. Oh,
sounds good.
Perfect.
But I think, and maybe this is going completely against the message of the film, but I think you can't really live in a society where you have people of such varying sizes and temperaments. I know they're like, whatever, we fixed the foxes, but they're still a predator.
Yeah.
They've got still teeth designed to eat each other.
Well, I guess
tell me there's not fucked black market shit happening in Zootopia all the time.
Well, yeah.
Weird stuff going on,
I mean, think about the mob. What are they running?
Getting their money, yeah.
I'm guessing they would be like, hey, you want some otter? You want some otter meat?
Yeah, man, I'll give you otter meat.
Some otter meat.
Fuck.
Because you think about it, well,
it's
kind
of twisted, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is their food, like is in other animals.
Yeah, yeah.
If the shrew is like freezing whatever he's putting on ice and killing someone, I mean, that's just some excess meat he could use.
He could give that to a predator.
Or give it to a predator. Yeah. Or he's probably running like a weird meat, black market meat market.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel too safe, I got to be honest. If you're a prey.
No. Do you think...
Like, do they get drunk? What happens if they get drunk? I feel like
that's going to be weird as well, because say I'm a rabbit, I need to pay for one beer to get drunk. But if I'm a buffalo, I need to pay for,
Yeah, it's
so much alcohol.
It's true. You need to think about the economy like that. That's a good point. Like, it's not very fair at all, is it?
You would even when you get like the icicle pop, right?
Mm.
So it's the size for an elephant.
Yeah.
But then... He runs a scam.
Yeah,
he grabs
true.
It and melts it down, so he feeds all the hamsters.
Yeah,
what?
It seems this economy seems deeply flawed. To be honest,
maybe the reason they didn't want Judy in the police force is because then she would be receiving a wage that a normal police officer would receive, which they would spend on groceries. However, Judy Hopps is going to be making far more money. You know, she's going to be saving far more because she's going to be spending so much.
Dominate.
Yeah. Fuck, if you were clever, you would be like, you know what, let's buy one sandwich for an elephant. Uh-huh. I'm going to save up for a year, and I'm going to buy one sandwich for an elephant. Or does that cost more, that one elephant sandwich, than, say, a shrew sandwich?
That's what I'm kind of asking.
Well, it shouldn't, because fucked for the elephant.
Yeah.
Unless elephants are getting a different...
sizeism going on here.
Hey... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless people.
So you get paid according to your size?
Like you'd have.
That seems
to be.
Risky. That strategy.
That seems so strange.
Or you must get paid according to your species.
You'd have to be. You'd have to be paid according to, or each species, or at least size of species, would have their own currency.
But how far off is that from like paying people based on their
size?
Yeah. But like, you know, you got to pay extra to catch this flight because you weigh more. Like,
exactly.
Isn't that?
Oh, you're a little person. That means like a waffle for you is massive. Like,
boil so you're down to pay, you're only going to give you half a waffle.
Yeah, exactly.
At a restaurant,
you boil it down to basically like a basing. So like an hourly wage. Let's just say, you know, it's like, all right. So an hourly wage is enough to, you know, buy one meal.
Whatever. Yeah. So that's okay. Yeah.
So it's like, all right. So if you in an hour you earn $10, and $10 is enough for a meal, right? Mm. But you're right. A hippo is eating more than, say, a shrew.
Yeah.
So, what?
Well, I've got to be honest. Like, as in, I don't want to be saying something contentious here. But technically, that's legit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we should be basing it on things like that, right? Like, as in, maybe if you weigh more, you should be paying more for
like, I think, yeah.
I suppose, especially, like, within the world of Zootopia, if you are larger, you're going to be eating more. And then you got to be paid more so that you can... But unless every single animal has its own currency, but like...
Yeah. See, the problem there is like, yeah, you're paid, say, you know, 1 hour equals one meal or whatever like that. So it's like, okay, cool. But the problem there is like a hippo can be like, yes, one meal is $10. I'll have this large, like say, for example, giant salad.
Yeah.
Whereas a bunny will be like, sick. I want to buy a hippo salad.
Yeah, true.
Which is maybe why the elephant was like, I'm not giving that fox... ice cream.
An ice cream, yeah. Because, fella, have you seen how little you are? That's
this is breaking our economy. Like, this is we have rules in place. It wasn't to do with the fact that you're a fox.
No.
It was just
breaking down the entire system for his own benefits.
Yeah, because if he does that, then, yeah, everyone's fucked.
This corruption's deeper than we thought, I think.
Suppose then you could look at whatever the fox's name was, John B. Fox.
Arrested Development, lad.
Yeah. Arrested Development, the fox. That he's... kind of just exploiting a loophole in a broken system, really.
Yeah.
Or well, like, just a system based on trust that he is then exploiting to take advantage of. So
well, that's
breaking
true.
The system.
Depends on whether you see him as a freedom fighter or a terrorist.
But,
yeah.
And to go on, and just to go take a step back as well, we're talking about the lion, the mayor, being corrupt because he's like holding back that information. But that's every government ever, just to clarify. Like, it's...
Yeah. There's information that citizens shouldn't have, or else they'll cause a panic, like what happened in Zootopia.
Exactly. Like, is it he was completely fair enough in keeping that information quiet? Sure, he might have been doing it for selfish reasons.
Yes.
But, like...
He caused the panic.
Yeah.
It's bad. What happened?
You know, like, you gotta...
right.
Yeah, people, like, riots. The mainstream media, they're gonna have a field day with that sort of thing.
Exactly. Fucking hashtag fake news.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's what I mean. They'd be, are you living next to a predator? Like, is it that's...
And they did that.
Yeah, they did exactly that.
So it was bad. You know,
what if
you
are living next to a predator?
That'd be a stress. You're very much a stress time.
Are there different... Oh, God. This is stressing me. Are there different clothing stores for every species? Because a cat... No, there are no cats.
Yeah, it's a puma.
A puma is
no
a different...
cats.
A different shape to
a
horse.
A timber wolf.
Yeah. So, yeah, like a puma is a different shape to a tiger.
Yes.
Yeah, this doesn't work. This economy. It's,
I want to know, how does welfare work?
What do you...
For example, like, yeah, I'm going to... All right, so you're two parents with some kids, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, has some money. Like, in Australia, we have, like, you know, for every child you have, you get X many dollars, et cetera, whatever. Some of these animals have litters.
Oh,
and
shit,
remember the Judy's family? She is one of our many.
Yeah.
And that's just biology.
Yeah, but
whereas
like,
something like an elephant will have maybe one kid every 18 months, what's the gestation period? You know what I mean?
Could you, is like a kind of fraud over there being like, I'm a rabbit when you send it off? Yeah, species fraud. I'm a rabbit. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll take
so
all
many
those benefits.
Kids.
Like, it's fucking so.
Because there'd have to be a lot of benefits because they have a lot of kids.
But like this. This sounds like demographics are going to favor the prey within two generations. They're going to be
at
everywhere.
Least, yeah,
be
absolutely.
Like, they have so many kids because most of them get killed. Like,
and predators. Like, why are they having so many kids?
So here's
just taking their welfare bludgers. All the prey.
You know what would be?
Because the predator should be eating them.
You know what
keeps numbers down.
Yeah, that's what keeps it even.
If I was mayor of Zootopia, I would employ professional murderers because we have to keep the prey population down. Somehow. So you raise a child. Child goes to the big control. City. Some of Jackson Bailey's professional murderers stab you in the middle of the night.
Or do we do something like the one child policy?
Well, we got to do something awful. Like, no way.
We have to do something. Yeah.
I feel we might have to implement a
one rabbit,
like a one rabbit policy, just for all the prey.
See, that's the problem with the whole movie. Yeah, the movie's like, uneven. Guys, we're all the dang same. No we're not. No. Some of us have thousands
doesn't
of kids.
Work. Yeah.
Some
You're
of us are far
us.
Stronger than others. If they were like, oh, look, we can't let a rabbit onto like this construction site and somebody kicked up a fuss, you'd be like, well, the people on the construction site are gorillas, okay? A gorilla
it's
build a house like that.
Stronger.
What are you going to do, rabbit?
No, there's like, but Ooh. There are things that a rabbit can do in a construction site. Like they can be transporting like screws and like all the finicky
well,
stuff.
Well, I guess
a like rabbit transporting the screws.
Yeah,
that is giving work. That is a made up job.
Just some busy work for that rabbit. No, but you know what? I misspoke. A rabbit could help build a rabbit house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, well, maybe they could manage the gorillas.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
This isn't a problem like our real world is sort of facing with this idea of like this the job market.
I don't know
right?
if we can go here, guys.
So, like, for example, you know, when automatic cars come into play, so self-driving cars come into play, and then that includes trucks and that kind of thing. So a lot of the transport systems are going to just be automated.
Yeah.
And that's going to put a lot of people out of work.
Put the truckers out of work. Put the people who make meth for the truckers out of work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the lot lizards. What to think of the lot lizards?
Why won't somebody think of the lot lizards?
No one ever does.
And it even goes, you know, further. Like, there are machines now that you press a button that makes a coffee for you, just how you like it. You can press a button and get your latte. It's perfectly frothed exactly how you want it. And so nowadays, we're almost employing people to just be like, oh, okay, I'm going to press a button and then pick it up and hand it over to you. And we're giving them like $10 an hour simply because like we have to have employment. Whereas like that's a problem in our world that we're going to be facing in the near future. Whereas I feel in Zootopia, they've passed that because there are animals there that are clearly better at doing so much more than, say, a shrew.
I feel like, realistically...
Like, the sloths shouldn't have jobs.
No. Like the DMV, that's where they go, the DMV.
Yeah, DMV, yeah.
That DMV must be, like... a nightmare. Like, nobody would ever go there. Like, it would be like the worst
but
run.
You have to go there because that's part of the
government.
Well,
don't employ
this government corruption that's going on.
But they've employed them to give them work because it slows everyone down, which means that, like, no one stops to think that it's a systemic problem. It's a problem of the sloths. When it's not, it's a systemic problem.
They're not facing the real issues. Like, they're going to have to deal with this one day.
I know.
It's just like, we're going to have to deal with this one day, this labor issue. It's like, this is
they're just
it's not going away.
It. They're just like, there is a problem here, but if we put the sloths in charge of something, think everyone's going to be mad at the sloth.
Why did nobody enslave...
And they'll find it ironically funny. So everyone...
Why did nobody enslave the predators? I think realistically...
Enslave the predators?
Yeah, no, hear me out. So realistically, within the world of Zootopia, like we said, within two generations, the prey outweigh the predators.
Right.
Right? And we're talking about a world where we have equalizers, so the cops have guns. Okay, so it's not beyond the realm of reason that some of the prey, say sheep, could get guns and then... They don't have to do any work because a prey is not good at building or manual labor. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Whereas a gorilla or like a fox or something like that, well, they could build your house. They could wait on you, and you've got so many prey and so few predators that population would be easy to control. They have a child once every
but you're
however
basing
many
that,
years.
You're basing on the idea that the prey are the weaker ones, but like there's some big ass prey, right?
Like the buffalo.
Yeah, the buffalo.
Buffalo's huge.
Big ass prey to...
And even gorillas, are they...
Yeah.
Are they eaters?
A gorilla will eat another gorilla if it wants.
Baboons eat meat. Baboons eat other monkeys. It's gross and adorable.
But the little ones should adorable? Be enslaving the big ones at least.
Well, so that should be the case. We're like, which sounds strange,
But that's just like how it would surely reasonably...
Well, I guess that's why the shrew has polar bears as his employees. You know what I mean?
But then why is a lion in charge?
Is he though?
Well, I guess technically the sheep's in charge. Yeah. The sheep's the one making the decisions. Shadow government.
Well, yeah.
Well, lions is there to look good.
Well, yeah, lion's a good public face.
He's main is glorious. Yeah.
That movie makes it out like the predators. Well, not like the predators are the bad guys, but like that's the problem. But that's not the problem. The prey are the problem. The prey control the farms, guys.
Yeah, they
control,
control the
farms.
And then they control the food source because what are the predators eating? Sorry,
fish. Fish and lizards, yeah.
Fish and lizards.
Is that what it is? Fish and lizards?
Fish
that
and lizards.
Because like... there was a fish market. It went...
Fish and lizards, black and yellow.
I love that they decided fish. They decided fish Fish are not talking alive. In their sense. They're not alive.
Except for dolphins. Dolphins are like, we don't eat them.
I remember reading this great paragraph. Sorry, I've had this in my head the whole episode just because I read it like last night. This paragraph of somebody's like, I guess Zootopia fan fiction, but it was just like a, it was like a little Ask Reddit. It was a, what do you call it? Like story suggestions for some Reddit thing. Basically, it was like Zootopia, this shining, like beautiful city, but on the edge in the wastelands, another group were lying in wait, their hands clumsily wrapping around old human weapons. The dogs and the cats, like man's best friend being like, we're taking it back. It was real good.
It was good. Because the reason why we don't, there's no dogs or cats in Zootopia is because there was no humans around to domesticate them.
Yeah.
But would they have domesticated something else?
What,
the Zootopian people?
No, that's slavery then.
Yeah, but like,
but that's a Pluto Mickey Mouse situation.
You know, but again, going back to the real world, we see, say again, using baboons domesticating dogs. That happens. That happens in real. So clearly, there'd be some kind of domestication going
on. Probably be dogs again.
Birds.
Yeah, there are no bird people. Yeah. So presumably, somebody's domesticated birds. Also, like, I was going to say, like, a big part
are
of.
There no bird people?
Huh?
There's no bird people.
Oh. There's no bird people, but there are. I feel like I see a bird in a cage at some point. Maybe. Surely,
because having like you know a pet is very something that.
Well, also
I feel the you know we have that, so I feel the Zootopian people would. Want
and surely,
that.
Like cave rabbits or cave horses or whatever, you'd require that the reason we domesticated dogs was to help us hunt, was to help us. But if you are a wolf, you don't need a wolf to help you hunt.
Yeah,
no.
So like,
so did you get a promotional. Support? A lizard?
I suppose a lizard is probably the way you'd go.
A worm?
What about like a seeing eye? Oh, I guess they have their noses.
Yeah.
I guess if you blind a dog, they're fine.
Most animals are cool if you blind them.
Yeah, like, that's just a fair
few animals.
Thank God, because, you know, it's my weekend.
It's hey, man, you got to blow off steam somehow. Might as well be blinding dogs. Well, what? Who runs Zootopia?
That's what I'm trying to...
Because the mayor is not the end of the, what do you call it? The ladder of power. Yeah, the buck doesn't stop at the mayor. Line,
no. But there's no senate or anything like that, is there?
Is there a president of Zootopia?
Well, that would have to be.
It sounds...
Where is Zootopia?
Where is it?
Because, yeah, the Zootopia's a city. It's like the mayor is like the mayor of, say, Melbourne.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
So clearly that's just one city-state.
But Zootopia,
but
like...
Zootopia's like a one-off, like, that's a hub where everyone hangs out together. Everywhere else, they're all on their own.
That's basically the Melbourne, like, CBD.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm guessing you go further out. So, for example...
And then you get, like, the Greeks and
Well, because you got, like, the... Was it... Where's hops come from?
Bunny Farms or something like that?
I like that it's called that as well.
That's so weird. Italianville.
There's Thaiville.
I guess that's, like, Little Italy, maybe.
Yeah.
Vietnam land.
It's like, you know, this is Chinatown.
It kind of makes sense.
So,
that's inside the city. This is more like a...
Like a country town just being full of...
But,
it's more like Springvale.
Yeah, but...
Which is such a Melbourne reference.
But the problem there is it's not just all bunnies. A fox lives there. Predators live there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she grows
they're just
up.
Like they're just like the Chinese guy that's in this country town.
Yeah,
it's all white people, and there's like one Chinese guy there.
But yeah, that always happens. There's always like a country town. They've got like one Chinese guy, one Indian guy, just living in the country town.
Yeah,
I guess
that's the
but
fox.
But because he's for fox, and he becomes a farmer as well.
And he probably just like he likes the bunnies. You know,
he's into the bunnies. We haven't even got into the awesome sexual side of Zootopia,
which
yet.
We will get to in a moment.
Thank God.
I'm excited to talk about it because like. It's freaky.
Yeah, it is. So the CBD, so that's a Zootopia. The further out you go, the suburbs, you would have, like, say, intermingling with different species. But I'm guessing the further out you have,
it's more just
you
that...
would have to have segregation. Mm. Like, yeah. just by happenstance.
Yeah, it would happen naturally. Like, all the stores would be written in elephantese. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there is no elephant hanging out in Bunnyville.
No.
Nah.
But that's... But
they're all the same size, though. Say, a fox the same size as the bunny is the same size as...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's...
That's really sizeism is what this...
I feel they're categorizing themselves by size.
It's an issue of practicality. That's the reason there's no elephants in Bunnyville. It's not animal racism. It's
naturally.
Just like, if I am an elephant and I try and buy one of your homes, it just will be way too small for me.
Also, the reason why Zootopia works is because of the... how it's all... The layout of it all. So it's got, like, savannah, it's got ice, it's got...
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff. So bunny
it's catering to it all.
Yeah, so Bunnyville only has really You can only live there if you're a bunny or a fox or those kind of creatures.
Yeah.
Animals.
So it's just naturally pushing people to be segregated because everyone just wants to be with their own kind.
Well, yeah, or are like-minded. So
yeah, like-minded.
Of,
I don't know if we said that.
Like,
all right, okay.
like-minded,
like it should be. And they're similar, which is just correct.
Maybe if we tried something similar in our world.
So I was just like, kind of like
because it happens naturally. That's like, what I find like.
Climatized, you know what I mean? So like the snow people are going to hang out with the...
Well, that's something I was going to ask. The snow people, sure. Something I was going to ask
is... words coming out of my fucking mouth.
So in Zootopia, there are giraffe people and there are elephant people.
Yes.
Where are they from? Are they from Zootopia, Africa?
Yeah, because there's savannas.
Yes.
Clearly, there had to have been...
So, but savannas. Are there on the continent Zootopia exists on, are there savannas?
There would have to be, maybe far out or towards the center kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Well, is it Earth?
But like, I can't remember the detail that goes into, but apart from Bunnyville, how much do you see of the outer world of...
Not
heaps.
Much.
Nothing.
So Savannah could be right next to it. Like, why is it...
Well, because they built Zootopia and they make a point of saying that it's got four sections designed. You get like Savannah Land, Cold City, Jungle, Topia,
and like the cold one would be further away than Savannah, wouldn't it?
But what I mean is that if it's Earth, where's this city? Because there's no Savannah, say, in Australia.
What do you mean? There's like the middle of Australia.
Yeah. That's not Savannah, it's desert.
Well, it's similar climate.
No, but it's different. You can't take a giraffe from the Savannah.
You're the one picking Melbourne is the place. Like, as in, if they're in Africa, like, as in...
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. If elephants are from Africa...
Like Tunisia or something like that.
Does that mean that they have to cross the water to come to this Zootopia?
Well, I'd say either yes, or there is just, this is one city of many.
It's more like London. I think it's a...
If there are heaps of Zootopias out there, I'm in. Don't get me wrong.
I feel there'd have to be different
Zootopias.
But
they Zootopias. Talk about how it's a one-off. So where the fuck are the elephants coming from?
And someone has it like... There's so much propaganda about it as well.
It does seem like very heavily propaganda, isn't it? Yeah. I was saying it before. Like, there's one celebrity that's just state-sponsored to provide the agenda of the government. Like, as in, it's like screams like, corruption. You know, that sort of thing.
In the 90s, like, oi, Kylie, sing a song about Melbourne.
Yeah,
like, it'll be
and
real
she
good.
Does it, and everyone just goes there, and everyone like, sings along and loves it. The masses are completely indoctrinated in it.
That's very strange. It's very upsetting.
Well, maybe like
maybe just the police force. Like it's a whole fucking system. That's
yeah,
a kind of problem.
Well, maybe like here's the question though. Maybe like naturally, what it's saying is that our natural tendencies are not for togetherness. So we have to indoctrinate ourselves to live in this false society.
Well,
but it's better for us.
Well,
so is it good to indoctrinate people to go against their natural instincts for the betterment of society?
That's the thing.
I guess togetherness is great, but like communities of, say, bunnies or communities of foxes or communities of timberwolves, that kind of stuff, they're like, yeah, we are a pack animal, but this is like cross-species pack animals. And so I guess they're trying to be like,
wider...
for our society not to go back to the dark times where we're just like fighting and eating and fucking.
But at the same time, that's breaking down the family unit. They're breaking down the pack, just like society today. Breaking down the family unit.
Family first,
guys. Yeah, that's what's not happening anymore. Everyone's just living on their own, sitting in different rooms in their
house.
No
one's having kids.
You got a giraffe in one room living with an elephant. Like, it's all crazy.
On their iPhones.
Get off your damn phones.
Yeah, get off your damn phones. You know,
talk with each other.
Exactly. You know? Maybe there's something wrong with it. You know, maybe it's not right.
Yeah,
just saying. Like, but that's what this—that's the image that this.
That's
world
what
is
it
showing.
Seems to be. Well, like, here's the thing about humans, is that we're designed to be in tribes.
Mm.
That's the way we rock it. That's the way we've rocked it for like
a couple thousand years,
at least
slightly longer,
just at least a couple hundred.
And we're used to it, right? And we're doing
the world is only like
Christian
2,000 years. No, how
6,000?
Yeah, what do they believe?
They counted the people who had kids.
God put dinosaurs there to trick us.
It was the Jews that did it. The conspiracy of the Jews.
Hiding dino bones for
it's
purposes.
So elaborate.
Fucking idiots. Yes,
but so we are designed. Designed effectively to live in tribes. And that's like why we get stressed about change and about people who are different from us, because we're like, different, not my tribe, panicking. And we're taking great leaps and bounds to get rid of that archaic way of thinking. But in Zootopia, it is infinitely more pronounced because, like you say, you're a pack animal. And if you take a wolf out of a pack, that wolf like freaks out and dies.
I know. And that's what it's doing. That's what it's breaking down. Like, okay, I've read something about this recently, right? This is slightly tangential, but like basically, it's talking about how okay, we back in the day, we used to have like shamans and stuff like that, and yeah, these pagan rituals, and like even like 100 years ago, you'd have like the witch doctors and like churches doing things and all that. Drew and we've slowly gotten rid of that. I read this book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. Have you heard of that book, Joseph Campbell? Joseph Campbell. Yeah, he talks about like myth and the value of it.
Yeah.
And talks about how like in the modern era, we don't have any of those rituals anymore. And what we haven't thought of is maybe those rituals, even though we don't realize, helped us deal with shit in our heads that we didn't really think mattered.
Yeah,
and now we've gotten so super rational. I'm putting quotation marks around that. I realize you can't see that.
But now we've got implied in the tone of your voice.
Okay, good. I'm glad that we've ignored these base instincts that are part of who we are, and it's actually caused this mass neuroses. Now you see in the Western world, especially, we're like everyone's got these anxiety and all these things. Now this coming out because we don't deal with these innermost urges and desires that we're trying to beat, but maybe we can't beat it, guys.
Maybe we just can't.
Maybe just maybe we just gotta accept the fact that people are different, and you better stick with me and mine.
So maybe segregation wasn't such a bad idea.
And maybe the natural thing is to get to a point where when we fall into some sort of new segregation, not necessarily across race lines. You know, maybe there could be a new version. Like, that's what's actually, technically, that's what's kind of happening, right? We're going to segregate across taste.
Yeah.
But how far, how many generations does this go before, like, you've got a clan of people who are, like, Lord of the Rings fans? Another clan who argue about Zootopia. And they have kids and they argue about Zootopia. And then you've got these new tribes. But we just go back to it again. We just keep going back to just this tribalism.
Because it's what we're good at. It's what we know.
I guess back in high school, it was like, are you getting a Nintendo 64 or a PlayStation?
Yeah.
And that caused divide.
Are you an Xbox or PS4 guy? You Marvel or you DC? We as humans, we're like, God, I need to be in a fucking tribe.
No,
if I'm not in a fucking tribe, I don't know what the fuck I'm
please
doing.
Please put me in a box. I need to be put in a box.
Oh, my God, being put in a box makes everything so easy. And then your witch doctor comes along and he's like, do you feel bad? That's God. And you're like, sweet. that's great news. Oh,
that is so good.
I thought I just felt bad. But if it's God, because like I'm doing something, I can stop it. Oh, my God.
It's such a relief.
I miss witch doctors.
So Zootopia.
Zootopia, yes.
It's causing the divides to then not be across species, but across what?
But everyone seems happy in Zootopia.
There's so much corruption, though.
Exactly. There's so much. You scratch the surface. You've got some deep racial issues that are just not going away.
Judy hops a cop for what? A week, and she's already in bed with the mob. Like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much, and she is already in bed with the mob.
But, yeah, I guess.
And she discovered all this crime really quickly, like worryingly fast. Like, corruption is not that easy to sniff out. Like, you'd need a bit more time than that to really...
Well, maybe Judy Hopps has just accepted that there's no way she, a rabbit, which the film already kind of, like, demonstrates, is a what the fuck's the word?
Meaning
subjugated,
segregated,
looked down on species within the Zootopia world. She knows that she's never going to be able to root out the corruption, and all she can do is try to be the best cop she can be.
But that never crosses her, well, you don't see it cross her mind, but it never outwardly expresses that. She's just kind of like in for a penny, in for a pound.
Maybe she's an idiot.
I saved your daughter. Now we are like kin. This is what's happened. We're in bed together.
Maybe we're assuming
needed to get the job done.
Yeah. Maybe we're assuming Judy Hopps is a good person.
She's actually gotten jaded really quickly, hasn't she? She's doing what needs to be done to get the job finished.
She is not a good person.
No, maybe Judy Hopps is just like the movie makes us think she's a good person because of music and emotional cues. But
maybe she's like lawfully evil.
She was like
a snake character.
Yeah, she's like
not a bunny.
We got to do what we got to do. Yeah, if she was, yeah, you're right. If she was a snake,
you'd be like, this is messed up.
A couple of different emotional cues, change some dialogue a bit, and you're like, this is a person dealing with a corrupt city.
Yeah, this is a criminal infiltrating the police system and taking over the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole point of this film, she works with a fox who is a notorious scam artist, and she uses blackmail to get him to work and goes back on her word when he's like, my part is done, but he's like, no, you're not.
Judy Hopps is a bad person.
Well, she's not a bad person. She gets away with it is because she's a bunny. So we are the bad ones for not realizing because she looks cute.
But
so we're just
the word
that
they can use, not us.
Come on now. We're going to bleep that.
Come on. Jeez. But
But maybe it's not that she's a bad person. You're looking at like an animated kids film. So swap the genre from animated kids film to gritty crime drama. Here's a woman. She's not allowed in the police force. Because obviously, let's get rid of the metaphor. She's not allowed in the police force. Everyone's like, oh, you're weak. But obviously she's not. But she realizes this is the only way she's going to make it in this police force.
Wait, is she the only female in the police force?
No. Okay. But she's the only rabbit.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, the only way I'm going to make this is if I get down and dirty. The only way I'm going to get any respect or get anything done in a corrupt police force is if I jump in the mud with the rest of these assholes. And so
it's a man's world.
It's a man's world. So Judy Hopps has to go down to their level. It's a predator's world. If she wants any respect in that police force, she would never get respect in that police force unless Judy Hopps went out of her way to solve that crime. Yeah. Solving that crime means breaking a few eggs. Fuck it. That's what she's got to do.
But that's the whole problem of this system. It is corrupt through and through.
But that's not Judy's fault. Like, she's just a victim of the system like everyone else.
The woman really...
And we still haven't talked about the fucking.
Okay, yes, we can do that.
Judy Hopps is gonna fuck a fox.
Is that so good? Is that the implication?
God, of course, it's the implication. They're in love. Fox dicks are barbed. Judy Hopps is so little. What's it gonna look like?
And the thing's like, what? But it's good that they
it's
can,
great.
Right? Isn't it progressive? It's part of this. But this is like. This is like an evangelical Christian's nightmare. Like, this is way past men with men. Like, this is
like giraffes fucking shrews. You got horses giving it to walruses. Zootopia, more like utopia. Talk about breaking down boundaries.
Yeah, that is...
Where the real work gets done.
You look me in the eye and tell me that those nudists at those hippies they're not all fucking the time. They're fucking 24/7.
Every goddamn day they are going for it.
What have messed up with these animators, like making very clear the fact that they're not showing the genitalia? So you just like have to imagine it.
Is that what they're forced to imagine a bloody bear's dick? Like, come on, guys.
Think of the orgies that they're having.
Oh, they must be wild.
But you'd have to like. There'd be definitely animals that like are preferred, surely.
Surely.
There'd be speciesism going on hard in terms of there'd be definitely some animals which are better than, like, no one wants to have sex with a hedgehog. Like,
it's practically difficult, and the size issue comes back again. Yeah, if you're a giraffe, you cannot have sex with a hedgehog.
You'd want to be like mid-range size if you're an animal, because then you've got the most range of.
Most predators
unless
have
like
a,
everyone can unless have you're sex like a, with a giraffe,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, anybody can go to town on
unless
a giraffe.
Like, you know,
that's all good.
A shrew size queen, then that's going to be painful.
Oh,
for you.
Shit. But you'll work at it because you're a trooper.
Certain animal penises aren't designed for other animal vaginas or animal buttholes.
Yep.
So I just feel it's just going to be fraught with
tongues. And...
I guess. No.
Get your rabbit dick.
Mouths and tongues.
Yeah, man.
And like
hands.
And other things. Like, as in, we've got animals now. So like.
Yeah, like your tails?
Tail. Oh.
Pouches?
Pouches. Someone jizz in my pouch. Yeah. Like, I'm good for it.
There's got to be some new orifices going on.
Yeah, fuck, for sure.
Cloacas. Especially, monotremes. Mm. Get like, and a kid. Wait, what do echidnas and that fall into this?
I don't know. You never see any.
You see a koala.
Yeah, but they're not
a monotreme. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're like. Half people.
You'd feel disappointed being like one of those animals that doesn't have a penis or vagina. You'd be a wasted opportunity.
Wait, do they still have the penis bone? You know, some animals have like they have a penis bone.
Yeah, maybe.
That's gonna like
I'm more worried about the animals that don't have genitals. What are these?
They just miss out.
What are the animals that don't have genitals?
What do you mean? The ones with like spray spores.
Oh right,
and shit.
Spores.
Wait, they what still animals have dicks spray spores?
Chickens have dicks? Like, do roosters have dicks?
No, they... Well, they're a bird, but they
they're
have,
a bird,
like...
yeah.
They kind of, like, yeah.
Slam cloacas together.
Slam cloacas together.
Yeah. I think most mammals have dicks and giants.
It's a cloaca.
It's an all-in-one.
It's an all-in-one.
Yeah, yeah.
You piss your shit and you fuck with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Gross. Not great.
So you can...
But, like, birds, they're not included.
Yeah, so we don't have to worry about cloacas.
We don't have to worry about cloacas. But, like, I'm trying to think of any other mammals that...
Apart from the... platypus.
Apart from the, those monotremes that have.
I don't think there are no other.
They have weird genitals. Let's get it.
Yeah. But I think every animal has a basic genital situation.
Yeah.
And even if the genital was barbed, you'd find a way to work around it.
I guess you'd have to like condom that.
Yeah, there'd probably be condoms designed for your barbed penis.
Whoa, man, that'd be a huge range of condoms.
Can you imagine the industry? Can you imagine how much money you would make in the sex industry? Fuck, man.
It's next level. It boggles the mind. Like,
yeah, everyone wants to fuck beautiful. That gazelle.
Yeah.
Like everyone does. Mm. Everyone in this room.
It sounds like.
Am I right, boys?
Do you think
look, she's definitely an attractive gazelle.
She's an attractive gazelle.
Look, I mean, she's in like, terms of attractive animals, she's up there. She's up there with like Nala and
Nala and like Robin Hood. Like she's they're the sexy animals I can think of.
Yeah. Were there some more? Were there other sexy ones in it? I can't remember.
In
Zootopia, yeah. The majority.
They're all down for it. Yeah, look,
let's face it. Hops is
she's baby.
She's baby.
She's a sexy rabbit.
I know. Yeah.
She's mousy, but like in a cute way. But she's also tough. That's exactly. Good.
And I like that.
I like
it. It's good. And the fox
and the cheetah. Oh, you're a chubby chaser right there.
They're all very sexy animals, and I think that's what it's all been really leading up to is how much we want to fuck the animals in Zootopia. If you're a predator and you're fucking prey, does that fuck with your brain?
What if you're a prey fucking predator? Does that fuck with your brain?
Prey fucking predators would be like you know you're giving it back. You'd feel like you'd be loving it. You know,
like,
is this what I assume it's like when like back in the day when a black guy had sex with like a white woman. Like,
yeah.
You're like, now I'm going to take it back.
Yeah, I'm taking it back. Yeah.
Imagine like brothels where like you've got like a predator all tied up in leathers and there's like prey like
whipping
pretending.
It?
No, I was pretending to eat it. Like a power play fantasy where the prey's like on his neck and he's like, yeah, I'm getting eaten. I'm the prey. You're the predator.
I'm guessing vor, like the
big deal.
Wait, big deal.
The sexual fetish of being eaten or eating others.
Yeah. That's,
or like living in a stomach would be huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be like, yeah.
And
yeah.
If you're a prey, maybe you're into your like, I like the power thing of like being chased by a
yeah,
predator.
Exactly. Yeah. You'd want to have the whole like getting taken.
Yeah, like you'd be like, let's go out into the countryside and you could just like chase me for a bit, get the heart pounding, and then we just fuck.
I really like the idea of like a brothel and you know, like there's that.
I'm going to pretend like I.
You know that scene in. You know that scene in like a movie where they're in the brothel and they're like opening up the doors or whatever? You see the different fetishes that, you know, like somebody's getting their butt spanked or somebody's getting jizzed or whatever, and you just like open one and it's just like a field. Or like a rabbit caught in like a trap being like, help me.
Yeah, but it's actually really good. They're dealing with these fetishes like in a healthy.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Way.
That's like, it's great.
They're dealing with their base instincts.
They're like, look, I have this instinct that I want to eat you.
Yeah.
But obviously, I know that we live in a society where that's not okay. But we can express this healthily. You find somebody that wants to be eaten. You mock it up. Orgasm. It's great.
Exactly. Yeah. Geez, everyone's feeling good. Yeah.
Exactly. You reach orgasm and everyone has a good time.
And then nobody feels like eating each other or being eaten anymore because you got all that sexual frustration out of there. It's basically heaven.
Because I'm starting to see like, yes, it's like a post base instinct world. For something better. I don't know.
They've moved beyond it. There's corruption, sure, but like
I think there's societal corruption. But I'm guessing if the sex is like this, I guess that's something else.
It's more price to pay.
I guess that's very progressive.
Yeah, I would call it progressive.
You'd probably give it like you give it a go.
Oh my god, of course.
Like
if I found myself transported into the Zootopia world, I would be like sexual buffet. As me, Jackson, I'd be like, my goodness, what an opportunity. Who wants to have sex with a hairless freak?
You're saying this. You're like,
oh, you're still you.
Yeah, like,
oh, I see.
But like, you're saying this. You realize that's just you walking into any zoo.
People, Melbourne man caught fucking animal, kept claiming he was living in Zootopia.
It's a post-natural urge world.
It sounds good.
Please, sir, please step away.
Please stop violating the polar bear.
Why is he in the monkey enclosure?
Get him out of there. Tranked in the neck. Down. But no, in Zootopia,
what is he doing to that rhinoceros?
It's
fine.
In the Zootopia
it's all well
universe.
And good because it's animated. It's
exactly. Crazy. They're alive.
What? That wasn't my issue.
What? They're conscious.
It sounds
they're
like
sentient.
He's still
they're alive. Well, good, I guess.
I didn't realize that was a question.
I would.
What were you imagining, Jackson? I'm glad we found ourselves right here.
So, I guess.
That's where it was going to end.
Of course.
Zootopia.
Jackson in a zoo.
By its very nature, has to be corrupt.
Yeah.
Because I think they need not just just systematically corrupt. But they kind of need those systems in place to kind of stop the general populace mm-hmm. from kind of thinking a bit too big about some of the actual issues that are there to kind of face.
That corruption, really, it helps everything, smooths everything over.
Firstly, is it any more corrupt than anywhere?
Probably not.
It's exactly much the same, and it probably has a larger benefit than corruption in our world. In our world, it just makes some people rich and some people poor. In that world, or maybe giraffes and dogs.
Or
fuck.
Is our world corrupt legitimately as well?
Oh shit! What are they keeping us from realizing? Well, what can I fuck that I haven't been?
Exactly.
Is it dolphins?
They're straight away.
Someone classifies dolphins as non-human people. Who is it?
Some scientist, I'm sure, did. But yeah, I guess it's extremely corrupt, and they sort of need that corruption. At least they need a good kind of corruption, because the first corruption of like the lion, the mayor protecting everyone, like, yeah, he was doing it for the greater good.
Yeah.
Because, of course, without that corruption, there was strife. Yeah. There was mayhem. There was problems.
And that's problems constantly, like CIA and stuff, like is in withholding everyone all the time.
He was very much in the. He was corrupt for very good reasons. The sheep.
I don't think it's corrupt. Then is that corrupt?
Well, it's.
I don't think so. Now that we get down to it, it's withholding information. That's not
withholding information for the general public. Again,
what is the definition of corruption?
That's a good point, because I think he was doing it for his own political gain, wasn't he?
He was doing it so that he didn't.
He was doing it to protect the populace, but he was also doing it for his own political gain.
Yeah.
Because there was an election coming up. So he was kind of, it was corruption, but he was doing it for the right reasons.
Well, that's the thing. If you are living in a world where you have these base instincts happening all the time, to make sure that the world doesn't erupt into chaos, you got to be a little sneaky.
Yeah. There you go. No, definition of corruption. Dishonest or fraudulent conduct by those in power, typically involving bribery, but... Dishonest or fraudulent conduct,
So it was being very dishonest.
Wow, everyone is very corrupt.
But everyone is extremely corrupt.
It's necessary corruption, though.
It is. Like, it's there with the shrews, and it's all the way up to the fucking, you know, and like giraffes.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. It's weird because, yeah, you got to control the masses. Like, that's kind of what we're saying. Because, it's a fragile system you've got.
And it seems like a weird thing to talk about because you want to be, like, trying to use it as an XP for our world. But it's not. And we have to accept that that is a world where people have weird animal instincts happening all the time. Yes. You can revert a puma to a basic puma like that.
Whoa.
A little bit of meth.
I'm pretty sure we're the same. Like, as in...
With a little bit of meth.
I'd say... You've seen every single apocalypse movie. It was, like, basically that. The fact that we revert to animals.
When the law goes, we can do what we like.
But that's all this is. This is just the law controlling people's tendencies.
Yeah, I guess, in a way. Because it'd be the law. Because, yeah, actually...
Yeah.
Like, with... You know, Judy Hopps is very affronted by all these naked... animals because like it's part of the law, which is to wear clothes.
That's what's normal.
It's like it's against the law to eat someone, but as we sort of said at the top of the show, there's probably some black market, you know, delicious prey meat going for sale.
And if the world ended, tell me you guys wouldn't be nude and eating people.
Exactly. I mean,
that's everyone's.
Why wait till the world ends?
Just go for it. Strip off and go to town. Hungriest man wins.
So I think it's corrupt, but the corruption goes further and further. Like, there's propaganda that's happening here. The whole Zootopia system is just built on corruption, but there's the corruption to keep everyone at peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the greater good.
For the greater good. For the greater good.
Is that what we're...
For the greater good.
For the greater good. And on that note... I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been George.
And if you guys have any more opinions on the greater good, you can contact us at Twitter. We're at Sanspans Radio. Or me personally, I'm at GoddammitZammit.
I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
And I'm at DG Dimmer.
Boning giraffes.
Please don't.
No?
Try everything.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.